to start off with kind of broad background, would you talk about your childhood, where you grew up, just a little bit, and how you became an artist?
And how the world began.
Yes. Also, if you would go through Genesis.
Right. Exactly. I was born in Chicago, and we moved to California when I was about 5 years old. We moved to Los Angeles, and we moved to Pasadena. So we kind of bounced between Pasadena and Los Angeles, and basically Southern California. My dad died when I was three, so I was raised by a single mom who did a wonderful job, I must say. So most of my education, my rearing, my cultural set was in Los Angeles. And I lived in New York for a number of years. And I lived in Japan for a year, grad studies in Tokyo, Waseda University, which was a major influence on me. And the end of 1989, we moved to Colorado Springs. And everyone says, well, why did you move to Colorado Springs? You know, was it a job or so on and so forth? Well, my husband and I had two children, and they were at that age just heading into high school, just heading into junior high. And there was something on the ballot called Proposition 13 in Los Angeles, which changed the landscape of Los Angeles forever. And that,
what was that?
It was cutting out a lot of public services for youth, for general services for the community. And everyone said, oh, you know, it's fine. It's a year out and nothing's happened and so on. But everything crashed after that. That's when the gangs really took hold. That's when a lot of really difficult things started happening in Los Angeles. And we decided that it was time to move. And we all four of us agreed on Colorado Springs. People were friendly and so on. It was a cultural shock for us all, coming from an urban environment to sweet Colorado Springs, which is very small at the time. And so we've been here shockingly ever since.
Talk about your art career just a little bit. When did you know that you wanted to be an artist, that you were an artist?
My desire to be an artist started, you know, quite young. And I kind of bounced between dance and art. And finally in college, when I had to decide a major, I said, I guess I'll do art as a major, because if you're a dancer, you only have a limited span for your career. And you can be 100 and be an artist. So that's how it started.
One of your recent retrospectives in New York at the Urban Gallery was of your performance works. It was 1976 to 1981. And RSVP, Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît, as part of that, really one of your iconic pieces. And that is a dance piece and an art piece together. And it's incredible. And it's incredible both as a static piece and as a dance piece. For those who haven't seen it, you definitely should see it. But what I would describe is pantyhose attached to a blank wall. And in one performance that I saw, the dancer stood in front of it and was attached to it in a way that made the dancer and the piece look like a spider. And then when the dance began, the piece increasingly came to look like a web. It's not just the dancer that's moving. It's the piece that's moving with the dancer and changing, which is just, you know, absolutely gorgeous.
It's a great description. And one of the reasons I decided also to use pantyhose outside of their ability to stretch is that when a woman wears a pantyhose, we are usually in stressful situations. We're going on a job interview. Just the formal use of pantyhose indicates that it is somewhat stressful. So I really like the idea. And in the beginning, I would use pantyhose of friends. And I would wash them, of course. And I really felt as though, because they were used, they were infused by the energy of the person that used. All those things that they went through when they wore these pantyhose would be infused in it. I still get my dance in there some kind of way. And I can do it on my own terms. And with Répondez s'il vous plaît, it was a matter of finding a material that kind of reflected the body. And when I had my children, I was just amazed and dumbfounded at the ability of the body to be elastic and to go back into shape after, you know, extending. And not only that, but you kind of go, well, I went through kind of like really psychological things. You know, your psyche kind of stretches too. There's a lot of new different things, you know, the chemistry in your body, the hormones and all of that. So I wanted a material that could express that, you know, the stretching of the psyche, the stretching of the body, and then the human ability to come back to itself. And that was the perfect thing.
Have you felt that the art world itself has become more responsive to women and women's work? Or do you feel that there's still the same or more sexism? Or have you felt things kind of open up?
They're open in a sense. When I was in school, I was one of only two women in the sculpture department. Also, most of the curators were men, period. Most of the artists were men, period. But now there's kind of a flip over, you know. Most of the curators I run into are women. And similarly with artists, there are many, you know, more female artists now than there were before. So in that case, it's more of an open field. But some of the issues, you know, remain, of course. But just availability is quite different.
What about issues about being an African-American artist?
Mm-hmm. It's sort of, I guess the whole game is there's still a feeling like we need you to, you know, it's like bean counting or something. We need you to look good. And there's still an issue sometimes of we're inviting you to our party as opposed to this is an equal playing field. Anytime you welcome somebody to a party, you're in control. And so there's still that kind of feeling, not totally being respected. However, I must say to you, now it's a burgeoning field. Now there are these amazing, wonderful artists that are coming out of Yale that have outstanding careers, and they're able to do stuff that it took my generation a lifetime to do. Those young whippersnappers. So, you know, it's difficult, but there's so many blessings that they are able to experience now.
Have you gotten acknowledgement from younger artists who said,
yes,
you blazed a trail,
yes,
for me?
And it's so gratifying.
I bet.
I mean, it is. I'm kind of shocked every time it happens. But yes, they are just highly respectful. And loving even, and I don't even know them, but they come up to me like they know me, which is wonderful.
And they know you through your art.
Exactly. So, yes, they are just exceptional with that.
Sangha Nguti, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on your new shows.
Thank you so much.